This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Combined Commanders Conference at the Indian Army's Eastern Command Headquarters, Vijay Durg, in Kolkata today. The conference will continue till the 17th of September. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will also be present in the event. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Kolkata on Sunday evening and spent the night at Rajbhavan in Kolkata. Technological advancements, coordination among three branches of the armed forces, modernization and other aspects will be discussed in the backdrop of the present political situation of the world in the three-day-long Combined Commanders Conference in Kolkata. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch several development projects worth more than 40,000 crore rupees at Purnia district in pole-bound state of Bihar today. He will also inaugurate a newly developed airport terminal in the North Bihar town, fulfilling the region's long-standing demand for air connectivity. Another key highlight of the PM's visit is the inauguration of the National Makhana Board. The establishment of the board was announced in the Union Budget earlier this year. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, "Makhana and Bihar have a very strong link. National Makhana Board will benefit several farmers associated with the sector." During the visit, the Prime Minister will also address a public rally. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India is on the mission of becoming Atmanirbhar in energy sector and is reducing dependence on foreign fuels. Prime Minister inaugurated the Assam bioethanol plant and laid the foundation stone for polypropylene plant at Numaligarh Refinery Limited at Golaghat in Assam yesterday. The Prime Minister said India will harness its deep water energy resources and strengthen energy self-reliance, and this bioethanol plant is one step towards that goal. During his two-day-long Assam visit, the Prime Minister inaugurated and laid the foundation stones of several development projects worth 18,000 crore rupees. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India will become a nation of $30 trillion economy by 2047. Mr. Goyal said this during an interactive session at the annual conclave of a private media organization in New Delhi yesterday, stressing on inflation being in control under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership. The minister said that cost controlling was the government's priority when it came to power in 2014. Mr. Goyal said that the Reserve Bank of India was mandated to continuously monitor India's fiscal and monetary policy. The minister also highlighted government's effort to support micro, small and medium enterprises, MSMEs. He underlined the next-generation GST reforms have reduced hassle and simplified the taxation system. Mr. Goyal further stressed that the introduction of GST in 2017 was the biggest transformation post-independence that helped to make the system free of corruption, middlemen and paperwork. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said GST has been reduced from 12 to 5% for a majority of 99% of goods since the introduction of next-generation reforms. Speaking at a joint conclave of Trade and Industries Association in Chennai, Ms. Sitharaman said 28% GST has been reduced to 18%. She said that the tax system had led to one nation and one tax. India cruised to a 7-wicket victory over Pakistan in the Asia Cup Group A clash at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium last night, extending their unbeaten run and moving closer to a Super 4 berth.
In his post-match remarks, Captain Suryakumar Yadav dedicated the victory to India's armed forces, referencing the Pahalgam terror attack. He said the team stood with the victims' families and expressed solidarity with the military personnel engaged in the operations.
We actually stand with all the victims of Pahalgam terror attack, and we stand with their families also, express our solidarity. Also, we dedicate this win to our brave armed forces who took part in Operation Sindoor.
The win followed India's dominant performance against the UAE, where they bowled out the host for just 57 runs. With the spot in the Super 4 nearly secure, India aimed to maintain their momentum and fine-tune their combinations ahead of the knockout stages. The next match is against Hong Kong on September 16th at the Dubai International Stadium. Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
And that is the end of